You're going to read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the 24th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. I believe it is. 24th chapter of the book of St. Matthew and the 26th chapter of the book of St. Luke. Appreciate the service this morning. Our heart's been made to feel. Everything's been said, done. Fourth chapter, book of St. Matthew. Just going to read a few verses here, starting with the first verse. It says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." 26th chapter of the book of St. Luke. I ain't no 26. Is that right? Be hard to read it. 24th chapter. Starting with the first verse. "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when you was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass." Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading the portion of the 24th chapter of Matthew and the 24th chapter of the book of St. Luke. Now, you pray for us for just a minute. I don't know altogether what we'll do, but we've got just a thought we'd like to leave with you, the Lord being our helper. Very familiar scripture, I know, and a lot of times we hear some of this scripture read and preached on that when it's Easter time, so you just bear with us. Bible says here in the 24th chapter of the book of St. Luke that the women had went down to the sepulcher, being the first day of the week, and the Bible says that they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It says, and it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. I want to talk to us this morning. The Lord help us for just a little bit, if we can, my friend. He is not here, but is risen. They went down, as it said, and they was a customary thing for that of them to anoint the body that had been buried. And the Bible says that they had, in another account, it says that as they was going along, that they began to talk to one another and said, reckon who gonna roll the stone away? Who's gonna open up the tomb that we might go in and anoint that of the body? Now, the Bible teaches us, and I'll say this, that, brethren, that in that of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, brethren, that is where our hope is. That is where our life is. And brethren, that is where me and you will find the answer to this life. It most certainly is. There's nothing else. You say, preacher, I've heard about the Lord all my life. You may have heard about him, but brethren, have you believed upon him? Have you brought him into your life? A risen Savior, not a dead one. A living Savior, not one that's died. Bible says in the 24th chapter of Matthew that he had told that of his own disciples. He said, see all these things and these stones. He is talking about the temple. He said, brethren, he said, not one stone will be left upon another. And he told them in another place, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it back up. I'll raise it back up. He wasn't talking, my friend, altogether about that natural temple, but he is talking about the temple of his body. Brethren, it had been 3 days and they went down to the sepulcher. 3 days, my friend, that he had laid in the tomb, or yet rather had done that God had bid him to do. 3 days. 3 days. Is he still there? I thought about it, and I've heard this morning, a little preacher talking about brethren going over into the Holy Land and going over and making that trip, and he talked about some things, and I was thinking about this message, and I thought, well, I don't have to go over there, brethren, to find out if the tomb is empty. Brethren, I can tell you today that you will not find Jesus in the tomb. No, you won't. He's not there.
Yesterday he told them, said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen this morning. Brethren, we sang a song, says, I've served a risen Savior. I serve a risen Savior. You know why that Jesus is not in the tomb? You say, preacher, I don't know altogether. Brethren, the Bible said that he had to go back to the Father. Brethren, and he went and sat at the right hand of God on the throne. Brethren, that God might send the Comforter. Brethren, you would not have any hope without Jesus this morning. No, you wouldn't. I don't serve a dead Christ. I don't serve one, my friend, that you can't get a hold of him. Says, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Brethren, but we have one, brethren, that'll give you exactly what you need. Preacher, I'm in need and I'm still in need and in want. My friend, I'll guarantee you that God will supply your need. It might not be altogether what you think or what you want, but brethren, he'll supply what you need this morning. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Brethren, I'm glad that he's not in the tomb. They say a lot of times, and I've often thought about this, brethren, they didn't roll the stone away to let him out. Do you know that? That stone wouldn't want to held him. No, sir. But brethren, they roll the stone that we might see. Thank God that it's empty this morning. He's not there. No, he's not. I'm going to tell you, my friend, where God's dwelling today. He's dwelling in the temple. Yes, he is. He's dwelling in the temple. My friend, as he looked out across them stones and that magnificent building down there, they said not one stone will be left upon another. My friend, in other words, it's going to be destroyed. Brethren, but that wait where our hope is this morning. It's not in that temple. It's not in that natural temple. But I believe with all my heart that God's dwelling in his temple this morning. I do. I believe, my friend, that he's very much alive. Brethren, and he'll visit you, thank God, and give you what you need today. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Glory to God. There ain't nothing short, brethren, of God's hands this morning. Nothing short. Nothing. My friend, you don't know. The Bible says, my friend, and teaches in that of the Old Testament, brethren, that old grave held them. My friend, they had put them in the grave, and that grave would hold them. Brethren, they had no way, brethren, to get out of the grave. They had nothing. Brethren, they didn't have. My friend, at that time, it was coming, but at that time, they didn't have. My friend, what it was that they needed. Brethren, and what you say, preacher, just what did they need? They needed what Jesus brought. And he brought salvation. Did he not? He brought salvation. Now listen, if I'm not serving a dead Savior, I'm not serving one, brethren, that can't hear. I'm not serving one today, My friend that don't care. Brother, but I'm serving one that's very much alive today. And he's in his temple. He's in his temple. Brethren, these things, my friend, that me and you both, brethren, ought to shout the house down about. I thought about, brethren, the things that's went on even in the service this morning. Brethren, there's things about God, my friend. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I'd have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. I think about, my friend, a lot of times about the Father. And the Bible teaches us, and I believe this, my friend, I believe the Father would give everything. I believe He'd give all things unto the children. Brethren, why should we worry? Why? They sang the song, my friend. Why should we worry at all? But the truth of it is, we worry. Do we not? We let things, my friend, get a hold of us. Then my Father's house are many mansions. I thought, my friend, as long as my dad was alive, he told me, my friend, he had some things down there. He had tools and he had all kinds of things. And he said, son, he said, I want you to know that anytime you need something, whether I'm here or not, said, you just come get it. Yeah. Yes, sir. Just come get it. My friend, and I want you to know something. I had access to that. Brother didn't have to ask him. Brother, but had the access to get a hold of that. You don't think you've got access to things today? You don't think, my friend, that God, the Bible says it's His good pleasure to give you the keys to the kingdom this morning. Brethren, He's done it. He most certainly has. I thought about, my friend, I could go in Mom, Dad's house, my friend, and it didn't matter if they had something in the fridge. It was mine, just like it was theirs. My friend, but I never really did. I never abused that. My friend, I never did try to get anything while Dad wasn't around. My friend, but I had access to it. Wasn't nothing wrong with it. Brethren, these folks today, my friend, that's got access. It's already been said, got the, my friend, if it's locked, you've got the key to it today. But if it's locked, my friend, you're probably the one that locked it. Do you know that? These things, my friend, that we have as children of God. We talk about a lot of times people this day and hour, they're having a hard time hiring people. They're having a hard time, my friend, filling the needs, my friend, of the people to work. And I hear it all the time, my friend, across the airways, my friend, they said, they'll start full benefits the day that you go to work. Oh, we're going to give you a cash bonus if you'll stay so many months. Oh, we're going to give you vacation. And I heard one the other day, and we're going to give you paid parent time off. yes, sir. They're digging deep, my friend. They're opening up all the benefits. Brethren, if you just come to work for them. Think about it. Think about it. When I got saved, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what I had. I know that I was saved. Yes, sir, but I didn't know about the tool chest of God. I didn't know all the benefits, Bruce, that come with knowing God. A risen Savior, brethren, one that would be at my appointed time anytime. Just call His name on call. I never did. My friend liked too much to be on call. I never did. My friend per se had a job like that, but I was on call. Didn't make no difference where I held the title or not. Did you know that? Brother, you think the Lord's on call? Don't you? Don't you think He's on call? Don't you think, my friend, when you go to Him, though it be 4 o'clock in the morning, Leroy, and He just pour out, just pour out, thank God, of the honey out of the chest. Thank God. Thank God. Preacher, I don't know that He'd work that early in the morning trying. Huh? Trying. You need Him, He'll work. Thank God. Yes, He will. You need Him, my friend. You got a need. You got something, brother, that's ailing you. Brother, He'll come to you beckoning. Yes, He will. He won't send you away. No, sir. He won't send you away. He won't send you running back, my friend. No, sir. With nothing. No, sir. He won't do it. Brethren, these things, my friend, about Jesus and about God that we need to lay hold of. I serve a risen Savior. God lives, brethren, in His temple today. He's not. He's not one, my friend. He's not a hireling. No, sir. He's a good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. Why? What did He rise for? What did He come down on in this earth for? There's a lot of songs about the cross. And there's some things about the cross, my friend, that it'd do us real good just to pay some attention to. Brethren, He died on the cross. For who? For me and for you. Is that not right? We've heard that, have we not? Preacher, I've heard that all my life. How did He die on the cross for us? Brethren, He became the curse for us. He took the sin, brethren, that held us captive, and brethren, nailed it to the cross. He paid that of the sin debt, brethren, that we owed. Brethren, He paid that on the cross with His own life this morning. Yes, He did. He paid that. Thank God. Now, in the Old Testament, the grave held them. The grave held them. Right on into the days that Jesus came into this world. My friend, when they put them in the tomb, they stayed there. Huh? They stayed there. He didn't even have a tomb. He used a borrowed tomb, did He not? Do you know that He didn't own a house? Huh? Did you know? He said, there's one of them come to Him and said, I'll follow you whithersoever thou goest. He said, the foxes have dens and the fowls of the air have nests. He said, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay His head. Huh? He had no bed. Huh? Think about it. Brethren, He had nothing. Nothing as far as this world. Brethren, He could offer that would have done you any good. Nothing. Nothing. Preacher, I wouldn't follow him for nothing. Well, it wouldn't for nothing. But what he had, my friend, was not natural. Wouldn't gonna be natural. We're not serving a dead God. My God's not dead, no. My God's not dead, no. He's not. Very much alive. Very much. Brethren, he knows. The Bible says he knows the very hairs on your head. Think about it. Think about it this morning. Brethren, do you serve a risen Savior? Do you serve one? Preacher, Easter's done past. My friend, the resurrection didn't last for one day. Amen. Huh? A lot of folks thinks it does. Thinks it's a one-day opportunity. I think sometimes, but the fact of it is, brethren, he still ain't in the tomb. I don't have to, and I've already said, I don't have to go over yonder to look in that tomb. I'm not saying it's bad to go over in Jerusalem and look and see and do the things that Jesus had done naturally, but the truth of it is, the real truth of it is that he abides in his temple. Yeah. Brethren, and his temple's not over there. Amen. No, it's not. It's not over there. You won't find him over there. You know where you'll find him over there? You'll find him the same place over there as he is over here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You'll find him in the same place. Now, I don't know. Now, I know we've had folks come to the altar the last few Sundays. I've not asked any of them, and I'm not going to ask any of them. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. You know why they come? Brethren, they've got a problem. Or they've got a situation. Or they've got something, my friend, out of their realm of helping that they need help with. Glory to God! Preacher, they praying to a God that they can't even see. Brethren, but they know he's alive this morning. Preacher, how do you know he's alive? Because he's dwelling in the temple. He's dwelling in the temple. You hear me? You hear me? What is it, my friend, that a young man can go to the house of the Lord and not really know what the man's preaching about? Can go to the house of the Lord and people get up and testify and they don't know really what they're testifying about. Huh? And they get happy and some of them gets to hollering, shouting, and they don't know what they're shouting about. Hear me. What is it that a man, a young man, brethren, can witness all of that, and when he goes home, my friend, he don't understand none of it. But when, brethren, he lays that head on that pillow, he's restless. Yeah. Huh? Troubled! Yes. Yes, sir! Something's wearing him out! And he can't even see what it is! You hear me? Yes, sir! Yes, sir. Have his own thoughts about what's going on. Have his own thoughts, my friend, about what the preacher is. You hear me? First Baptist preacher I ever heard. My friend, he preached. Thank God, and I left there. I said, that man's a madman. I'm talking about me. Me. He's a madman. Something wrong with that man. I had never heard such in all my life. But brethren, that ain't what bothered me. Do you know that? That didn't bother me. That didn't bother me. Brother, there's something else got a hold of me. There's something, my friend, turned my life apart, and I didn't even know what it was. Yes, sir. Didn't even know. Brethren, the truth of it is, it was dealing with me. Yes, it was. I understand today more about the day I got saved than I did then. But I understood one thing then. I understood one thing. Brethren, I was lost, but thank God I got saved. Amen, I got saved. Don't ask me, my friend, what all happened. Don't tell me to explain it to you. Brethren, but I know I was headed for a devil's hell. Troubled. Brother, to no end. But I wasn't troubled that night when I left the house. I wasn't troubled. No more. You say, preacher, did it last that long? Just forever. See it? That's it. They might have been. I do not know. They might have been, my friend. Some of them around said it'll never last. I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, my friend. I didn't get in this thing not to last. But the truth of it is, Leroy, I couldn't last without him. Huh? Without him. Yes, sir. Without him in my life. You know what happened? That's on Wednesday night. When I went back Sunday morning, my friend, I felt like I was one of them. One of them that could shout, or one of them that could testify, or one of them that had something. Thank God they knew what they had. Yes, sir. Why? Because Jesus is in the temple. You hear me? Jesus is in the temple. You say, preacher, he went to the Father, sat down on the right hand of God. Right hand being authority. Yes, sir. And he said, when I go, I pray the Father, he'll send you the Comforter. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Is the Holy Ghost. Why, preacher, that don't even sound right. I got news for you. There's something inside of you, my friend, that really wants Him to shine. Yes, sir. Really wants Him, brother, to come alive and show Himself as the risen Savior. That's where He's at. In the temple. In the temple. I was shy. I was shy. I wouldn't get up and hardly talk in front of nobody. Amen. Wouldn't. No, sir. Still won't, my friend, unless I have to. Do you know that? These things, brethren, these women that went down to the sepulcher, do you know what they was supposedly, you know what they thought they was going to find down there? They thought they was going to find Jesus laying in that tomb. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the reason they went in. They said, and there was no body. There was no body. Brethren, they had the stone in front of it. They had guards on the outside of it. But there was no body. They put one in there. Do you know that? They put Jesus in there. He went to the cross. Brethren, He paid the sin debt. Job said something like this in his days. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? If a man die, shall he live again? He asked a good question. Brethren, in those days, when they buried them, they buried them. They didn't come out of there. No, sir. That was it. I'm not going to go try and dig them up. I got a mother and a dad, and I've got a grandmother and a grandfather, both sides. Brother buried down yonder in a couple of places, three different places, down there around Adairsville and Bartow County. Brethren, I guarantee you that I could go down there and I'd dig them up. There'd be some evidence of a body.
Amen.
Yes, sir. There'd be some evidence, brethren, of a body. Where'd he go, preacher? Where'd he go? My friend, at this time, the real truth of it is, he's just on the outside. One writer said, Mary had come along out there and supposing him to be a gardener. That's what it said. Supposing him to be a gardener. I'm going to be honest with you. You say, preacher, I thought he was going to go back. He is. But he done some things. He done some things. The scripture gives you the accounts, brethren, of the things he done before he left this world. But listen, listen, he is a risen Savior. He is. Brethren, how do I know that he lives? Because he lives in my heart.
Amen.
Brethren, that's where the temple is.
Amen.
That's the temple of God. He lives in the temple. Preacher, I don't know about all that. Well, he's abiding in the temple. Read it. Study it. Search it out. See if I'm not telling you the truth. He abides in the temple and he's not dead. No, he's not dead. He's not here. You know these two that they had met, my friend, they knowed that he wasn't there. Said, he's not here. He's not here. But he is risen.
Amen.
Huh? You ain't going to find him over there. Brethren, in that sepulcher, you're not going to find him. You're not going to find him. Now, I'll just be real frank with you, my friend. You can make the trip. You ain't going to find him over in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Huh? Not over yonder. You'll find him in Jerusalem.
Right.
Yes, you will. You'll find him in the church. You'll find him in the temple.
Yeah.
Yes, you will. You'll find him, brother, to be very much alive this morning. Very much alive. I thought, brethren, as this scripture teaches, as they is going to the tomb, to the sepulcher, no doubt they is talking about the things that they is going to do and some of the things that he had done while he was here. Mary Magdalene, I believe, was the one that he cast out devils out of her life. See, not? Brethren, the scripture teaches us there's several things, brethren, that he done while he is here. But he done those things, my friend, that it might be accounted unto him that he was the Messiah, that he was the Christ, the one they was looking for. Listen, he's not here. He's not in the tomb. Can't leave him in the tomb. It's the reason we celebrate Easter. Yes, sir. It's the reason we celebrate. Preacher, why didn't you preach this on Easter Sunday morning? Because the Lord didn't give it to me. That's all I can tell you. I think sometimes we get carried away, my friend, on a certain day. You know, just a certain time. or a certain thing. But the real truth of it is, this is what Job said, did he not? If a man dies, shall he live again? If a man dies, shall he live again? He asked a good question. He said, all of my appointed days will I wait. Huh? Until my change come. That not what he said? Until my change come. Brethren, there's going to be a changing. There was going to be a moving and a shaking. Yes, sir. There was going to be a resurrection. Brethren, of them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the Bible said so. Does it not? It said after his resurrection did not many arise. Many arise. And some went into Jerusalem and appeared unto many. Did they not? Think about it. We're not serving a dead God. We're not serving. I believe, brethren, this morning that you believe in a risen Savior. But I wonder sometimes. Do you know they thought the governors and them that was in charge, they thought that old Paul was a madman. Do you know that? One of them told him, said, Paul, said, you're mad. Did he not tell him? You're mad. You're beside yourself. You know why they told Paul that? Because Paul told them what had happened to him on the road to Damascus. And brothers, they didn't want to have nothing to do with that. Why, preacher? Because Jesus come to the temple, my friend. Yes, sir. His name was Saul. But he left there, my friend. They changed his name to Paul. Huh? Things changed, did they not? He believed in a risen Savior. The very one that even had letters to put them in jail if they was preaching in the name of Jesus. If they was teaching or preaching or any, he had letters, he could even put them to death. If so be, he felt so. But you know what? He didn't that day. No. Did he not? He didn't that day. I believe he burnt them letters. I don't know what you think. I believe he got rid of them. Yes, sir. He didn't use them letters no more. No more. Saul found something, thank God, that Paul was happy about. Glory to God. Yeah. When you get saved, thank God, you ought to tell somebody about it. If you're saved and you know it, clap your hands. Ain't that the song they sang? If you're saved and you know it, thank God, just clap your hands. If you're saved and you know it, stomp your feet. Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Preacher, that's a little old child song. They ain't nothing wrong with being saved. Amen. Think about it. We think about it for children. Brethren, I'm a child of God. It don't matter what your age is. Amen. No, it don't. There's been a few. They've been very few, but they've been a few. Brethren, that found the Lord ever dear to their soul at a late age. At a late age. Later on in life. I don't know. This morning it might be a little strange to you, but that's the message. I serve a risen Savior. I do. He's not here, but He is risen. I've never been over there, but I can guarantee you, you can go over and supposedly see the tomb of where He laid.
I wouldn't mind going over her and seeing some of the things I've read about. But brethren, my hope don't lie over yonder in Jerusalem. If I never get to see it naturally, my friend, so what? Huh? So what? Think about it. Preacher, I got a big desire. I've had people tell me, boy, I just like to go over. And you know what? Them people, them that believe, you better not touch Israel either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God. Do you know the place where Moses stood and the Lord said, pull off your shoes? The place whereon you stand is holy ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God they've been holy ground here this morning.
Amen.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. I don't serve a dead God. I serve a risen Savior. One that's very much alive. Come on, Brother Mike, get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning.